This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Here at Marketplace, we love playing Spot the Veep as much as anybody. Plenty, Jindal, Portman, all those names are bouncing around this week. But after the parlor games, how much difference does a vice president make when it comes to shaping economic policy? From Washington, here's some historical perspective from Elizabeth Wynne Johnson.
It's the office once famously described as not worth a bucket of warm spit. In the 19th century, vice presidents had little to do with policy, economic or otherwise. That changed in the 20th century, but only to a point. Gerald Ford wooed Nelson Rockefeller by promising him a big say over domestic policy, according to Senate historian Donald Ritchie.
Rockefeller was a big government person. He was a Republican, but he was in favor of stimulating the government. He was in favor of big spending projects. And Ford was a Midwestern conservative.
And Rockefeller never did get much of a say, after all. Ford's chief of staff made sure of that. Historically, vice presidents have affected policy most through relationships with Congress, says Professor James Thurber of American University.
Many vice presidents are influential because they go to the Hill and get reactions and give feedback to the president. There's nothing like a vice president that has had experience on the Hill.
It certainly beats a bucket of warm anything. I'm Elizabeth Wynne Johnson from Marketplace.